against us.
Right.
Amen. For he's given his angels charge over us to watch over us in all the world.
That's right.
For the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that love and fear him and deliver them. For God is our refuge and strength, the present help in the time of trouble. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. I shall yet praise him for the goodness of his countenance. Hallelujah. In all their afflictions he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. All things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. And then he said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah. See, this is not going to run out. All these promises are going to be there always.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Glory.
Well, it just seems like that something about this weather and having to change a flat tire on the road kind of got to my sinuses a little bit, but it don't bother me if it don't bother you.
Well, we'll bear it.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. Oh, the Lord's so good. And I'm so thrilled to be here. It's always been a blessing to get to be around the Rutledge clan. The Bible said, as iron sharpeneth iron, so the face of a friend, a friend. So it's just real refreshing to get to be around the Rutledges. Amen. And all of you fine folks, all these folks that's got a goal in mind, and that's to make heaven your home.
Oh.
Amen. And it's getting closer all the time. It's about to wind up. It's going to all be over one of these days. And the hope that we had when we began is still our hope today. Praise God.
Amen.
And I'm looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't be sorrowful, for the joy of the Lord is your strength, the Bible said. But we worship him because we love him. We love him because he loved us and forgave us of all of our low-down, rotten, ungodly sins, and took us in spite of ourselves and not because of us. And in his mercy and in his love, he has saved us. And I'm glad, aren't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My, my, my. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And it's good to feel like wherever we are that God's in it.
Amen.
Amen. Sometime, just not too long ago, I was at the church in Marvel, and a man testified that day that had received the Holy Ghost the previous time that I was there. I was there 3.5 years prior to that. This man had been in jail, and he'd been through the trial and had been convicted of drug sales and what have you, was fixing to have to go to prison. But he was out for the weekend, and he had to report back to the judge the next week. And that day he got the Holy Ghost, and he had a glorious experience of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Sister Jackson's church in over in Marble. And he said, maybe somebody in that jail needs to hear what God's done for me. Well, he went, but he didn't have to stay but about 10 months, I think. But he witnessed while he was there, and after he came out, he began working for the city of Marble as a counselor. And, of course, the church is black, and he is considered a role model for the black youth in the city of Marble. Clark is his name, if you've ever heard of him. And he is so excited. The pastor said he's the greatest soul winner that we have in our church.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But that morning, just recently, he said, when I came here, I had been on lockdown in the jail for 4 days just prior to that. He said, I dreamed while I was on lockdown that I was in a church service, and there was somebody there that was leading that service that I'd never seen before. And he said, when I came that Sunday morning, I sat here puzzled, trying to figure out where I have seen this man before. Said all at once it dawned on him, I was the man that he saw in his dream. Evidently, it gave him encouragement to believe he was at the right place at the right time. God filled him with the Holy Ghost. He staggered around. Hallelujah. His wife had been a school teacher, public school teacher. She was involved with him, but not in the courts. But she had lost her job. They'd lost their house. They lost their car. They lost everything. But now she's got her job back. She's got the Holy Ghost. God is so good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. But it made me aware again, as I have had happen to me at other times, that none of these things is just accidental. Today is ordered of the Lord.
That's right.
Not just for one or not just for two, but for everybody that's here in this place today. God has something for us. And I'd like to take just a few minutes of time in the book of Psalms, and I want to read a little bit from Psalms 92. And you might want to take the time to read part of the latter part of 91. That beautiful statement in verse 14 said, because that he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him.
Hallelujah.
I will set him up on high because he hath known my name.
Yes.
He will call upon me, prayer, and I will answer.
Hallelujah.
It all starts out because he has set his love upon me. Oh, why don't everybody love the Lord?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brother from down in Alabama. Preacher down there, he's got beautiful record, beautiful songs out. Maybe I'll think of his name directly. But he wrote a song, Why Don't Everybody Love Jesus? Why don't everybody? Praise God. Seems like everybody ought to love the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. In this chapter 92, I want to read that part, just one verse, verse 10. You want to look in your Bibles and see there. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it great that we don't have to just have just one anointing and that's the end of it? You know. The fact is, I even like fresh oil when we anoint people.
Yeah.
You know, with the olive oil, you know.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I like to have it with no smell. But thank God.
Hallelujah. Smell.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I knew I was on the right track. I knew I was on the right track.
Amen.
I shall be, excuse me. I don't think that did it. We're going to get through this. Amen. That was a typical appearance of a person that worked in the fields all the time. But Brother Cheney, every night he was touched by the Spirit of God. He just loved to worship God and feel the presence of the Lord. One night he came in and he was real tired, and he sat through the service, and the service went on, and the older service went on, and everybody had finally got up from the altar and just fixing to dismiss the service. And Brother Cheney stood up. He was sitting there on the front bench, and he said, "I didn't get my blessing tonight."
Oh.
He said, "I came for a blessing, and I hadn't got it. And I don't want to leave until I get my blessing from the Lord." Hallelujah. And about time he got through saying that, the power of the Lord hit him, and he began to worship and praise God. And he just had to let the Lord know that he, tired as he was, he still needed the refreshing to bless him and to lift him up.
Amen.
And there's times that we feel just we need a refreshing. We need a renewing of the presence of the Lord. Those disciples had been really mistreated. They had beaten them, and they had told them to never preach again in the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Keep it. Don't be speaking in the name of Jesus. And they had left them with gashes on their backs, where they had beaten them with whips. And they just left right from there, and they went to where the other saints were, and they got together with their companions, and they began to pray. And they said, "Oh God, we know, we have read that the scripture has said, why does the heathen rage?
Yeah.
And the people imagine vain things, and they've exalted themselves against the name of thy holy child, Jesus." Hallelujah. And what they needed was just a little touch of assurance that God is in all of this,
yeah,
in spite of the fact that they had seemingly been taken advantage of and ordered around. But there, as they were praying, all at once the place that they was in began to feel like a shaking was taking place, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It plainly says that. Now, it wasn't that they didn't have the Holy Ghost, because this is the same ones that was in the upper room when the Holy Ghost came down and they start speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives them utterance. And here they are some days later, a little further down the road, and the Lord, the Bible said they were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, fill us up today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, there's abundance of the Spirit of God, and there's no shortage whatever. All we've got to do is just let go, give up and let Jesus take over.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. Hey, I feel the Lord here. Praise the Lord. Isn't he wonderful? He's so wonderful. And we have to be delivered. And, you know, Jesus talked about the kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins that went out to meet the bridegroom, and 5 of them were wise, and they took oil in the vessels with their lamps, but the other 5 took no oil with them in their vessels. And there all at once the cry came at the midnight hour, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, arise and go ye out to meet him." They that were ready arose and trimmed their lamps, and they begin to burn, and the others, their lamps would not burn. Well, they came running to these other 5 and said, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out."
Uh-huh.
And they said, "We have only enough for ourselves."
Right.
It's not possible that we can go to heaven on somebody else's religion.
You're right.
Amen. I had a fellow tell me one time, I told him, you know, you need to get right with God. He said, my wife's got enough religion for both of us.
Oh my.
But she had a problem, too. And she tried to be a super saint, you know. When all the time she was just putting on a good front. But as it was, nobody has got enough religion for anybody else. When the time comes, when we stand before the Lord, we stand alone. You'd like to take your children with you, but they're going to have their own experience. You'd like to take your companion with you, but they're going to have their own experience. They'd like to take you, but it don't have to be that way, and it's not intended to be that way. It's God's plan that every one of us have the opportunity to be refreshed and refilled
renewed. That's right.
Hallelujah. My. Thank you, Jesus. Now the Lord is in this place.
Yes, he's here.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Some of the saddest statements in the Word of God is situations like King Saul, that he had been so blessed of God. He had been specially chosen of God.
Amen.
And he got a little exalted, got feeling like he could do things his way. And God sent him a prophet to rebuke him.
Right.
And said, when you was little in your own eyes, God made you to be king over Israel.
Right.
And so King Saul, at that point, the prophet said, since you have rejected to obey the voice of God, the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel. But it was probably 20 years before it finally, I never took the time just to count this up, but it was many years before finally the Lord brought that to pass.
Yes.
But there came the time when the crisis came. And Saul had been used to hearing from God. And he can't hear from the Lord no more. And he'd been, at least, he'd always had Samuel to go to, and Samuel's dead. And Saul is troubled. He's desperate. He can't hear from God. He can't feel God. There's nothing, no way to turn. And he even went to a person that dealt with the dead and the spirits of the departed. Said, bring up Samuel for me. Evidently, they were successful in making a contact, because they said, here's an old man coming up. And Samuel said, why have you disquieted me? Why have you troubled me? I couldn't hear from God. You've always been there to tell me what I needed to know. What's the word from the Lord? Samuel says, you're still rejected. Samuel says, you should listen.
Yes.
I'm just putting in my own words.
Right.
God's judgment, it's going to happen. May not be at the same time we thought it would, but it's going to happen. But how pitiful when he was so blessed and so anointed.
Amen.
And none of us wants to fall into that kind of a situation. And especially is it true that we don't have to, because if a man sinned, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Aren't you glad for that?
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But I've noticed in reading the scripture, some of the notable prayers in the Bible were prayers of repentance. When Nehemiah heard the bad news, what was going on down in Jerusalem, the Bible said he prayed and repented.
Yes.
And in his self-abhorring and his repenting of his own self, his sins, and of the people, the Lord came down and used him mightily.
Right.
Amen. Daniel, when he was faced with the need to get in touch with God, he is telling God, we have sinned. We have missed you, Lord. And the Lord come and touch him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And even David, after he had sinned with Bathsheba, we find him in Psalms 51 saying, oh God, I have sinned.
Yeah.
I have done this terrible thing against you. But oh God, create in me a clean heart.
Hallelujah.
And renew in me a right spirit.
Yes.
Take me not away, cast me not away from your presence.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then he said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Hallelujah. Then he left us a little clue there. He said, then shall I teach transgressors thy ways, and then shall sinners be converted unto thee. Indicating in the order when we search ourselves and make ourselves available, and the Lord comes down and restores and refreshes and renews and gives us a brand new touch. It just does something to our boldness to go out and reach others.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My.
My.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We sometimes sing, one touch of his hand, and my troubles are gone. Just a touch of his hand, and I'm not left alone. Every heartache must flee at the Master's command.
Yes.
Hallelujah, I'm free by the touch of his hand. There was a lady up in Illinois that I had known for years, old Sister Rogers. She has a daughter that built a church and pastors a church in the Chicago area. Yeah. Martha Rogers. Sister Rogers, in the later years of her life, came up with cancer. Well, she had been in the hospital, and they finally said, there's nothing more we can do. Take her home. So she can spend the last few days with her family and with her friends. And I went with the pastor. I was there preaching a few nights of revival. And I went with the pastor, and there she was so yellow. Just on the verge, the fact is she died about 2 days after we was there. Sister Rogers wasn't worried about dying. But she said, I want you to pray that I can get one more touch of the Spirit on this old body.
Yeah.
Before I have to go. Hallelujah. She wasn't worried about anything else. She just wanted to have a fresh, brand new touch. Hallelujah. We began to pray for Sister Rogers, and the Lord began to bless, and her daughters, all of them filled with the Holy Ghost, and her son, and her son's a preacher, and the Lord began to move and bless, and all at once that precious old lady with those little bony arms, and as yellow, it's hard to describe, because, you know, the jaundice, and all, but there she was, spreading over her face, as she's praising and worshiping God, and all at once she starts speaking in tongues again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God didn't disappoint her. I just want one more touch. Hallelujah. I like that. Let's sing that chorus, just another touch, Lord, from you to help me in the trials I go through. Though dark may be the night, I see a ray of light. Ooh, when I feel a touch. Would you stand? Let's sing it. Come on up a little more, yeah. Just another touch, Lord, from you to help me in the trials I go through. Though dark may be the night, I can see a ray of light when I feel a touch, Lord, from you. Oh, just another touch, Lord, from you. Oh, it'll help me in the trials that I go through. Though dark may be the night, I can see a ray of light when I feel a touch, Lord, from you. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. Sing it. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. I wonder if anybody needs something, especially in your heart, in your life, in your body, and you'd like to come up here and let this pastor anoint you and pray for you. Would you like to? It would be a blessing to you. Praise God. Come right on. Hallelujah. Is there others? Some of you saints, come and stand with her. Hallelujah. God, you care. Lord, you love her. God, you care. Just place your hand on her and pray for her there. Somebody else, you need something. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. She touched me. Oh.